We're seeking change.
Reach out, raise hope, and change society.
Everybody wants good things. We just disagree maybe on how to get there.
We'll continue our Seeking Change series now. Kenny Hemler is the executive director of Ben's Encore. It's an organization that aims to give kids in the Detroit area the tools they need to continue the Motor City's rich musical heritage. Kenny, tell me, how did Ben's Encore begin?
Well, Ben's Encore is created in the name of a friend of mine, Ben Boroviak, whom I've known for probably 15 or 16 years now. Ben was really involved in the Detroit music scene, played in a lot of bands, liked to teach music to people that weren't so good, like myself, at playing instruments. And it just was just one of those really true, genuine people that were always involved in community service and helping out. And unfortunately, Ben passed away unexpectedly back in 2011, and we threw this enormous party for him at the New Dodge Lounge in Hamtramck called the Benefit. And, you know, several bands showed up and played for about 6 hours. And it was, you know, basically just a big party, a lot of fun. And the reaction we got, not only from Ben's friends and family, but from the music community in general, really showed us that this can't just be a one-time thing. This needs to happen on a regular basis, and there's really a void left that's larger than a party by Ben's passing, one that really needed to continue the outreach he did in the music community and the work he did with kids and for the city of Detroit in general. And so that's really where Ben's Encore developed into this larger musical outreach program, where we try to provide funding for underserved school music programs and provide grants to students who want to attend a music class and provide these educational programs for students in the city of Detroit and the surrounding areas to teach them about the science of sound and how to build instruments with everyday household products. And it was really just, it grew out of that.
We've talked a lot about Ben as a person and who he was and what he was like. I'm wondering how he died.
Ben actually died as a result of a seizure that he had that came as a result of a drunk driving accident years earlier. He was hit head-on by a drunk driver going the wrong way on 696 just north of Detroit. And so the unfortunate thing was, you know, he escaped death once essentially already, but from that and from the neurological injuries that he suffered in that car accident, he developed a seizure illness, and he had a seizure at the wrong time. Nobody was around, and he passed away from complications from that.
One of the goals of Ben's Encore is to continue the musical heritage of Detroit. Do you think that's in danger?
I wouldn't say that it's in danger of dying out necessarily, but the soundtrack of Detroit from Motown up through the MC5, Iggy and the Stooges, and even the stuff that I listened to when I was back in high school, you know, the White Stripes and those kind of bands, it's such an important part of the city and such an important part of who we are and what we've been and where we're going that we don't want to give it an opportunity to do so. So when these warning factors come out, like the information that we've been getting about lack of funding for music and art and the poor scores and areas of science and things like that, the types of things that typically foster the younger generation into pursuing music either as a career or at least as a hobby, we want to nip that in the bud.
You're very passionate about this. Why is this endeavor so important to you personally?
Ben meant so much to so many people that it's really difficult to when you incorporate him and what he did for music in Detroit and what he did for the city in general, it's almost impossible not to get that enthusiasm, because his attitude and his spirit was really infectious. And the whole point of what we're doing is to make sure that that continues on.
Thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you.